Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Coming up on this week's episode of Pop Off,
are we shocked about Sammy and Jess splitting up?
We get into Nathaniel quitting maths.
And then we cross the pond to explore the Kourtney versus Kim Kardashian fight.
Can you guess which one of us is Team Kourtney and which one of us is Team Kim? Hey everyone, how are you? Welcome back.
Hi.
To another episode. I just got back from Nice and Lewis thinks I have bed bugs.
Yeah, because you go, oh my God, these mosquito bites and itching up and down your leg as if there isn't like a national pandemic.
Have you actually seen like bed bug bites though?
Yeah, I was just having this conversation outside and I was like, you know, and it's probably like bad of me to say, but I was just like, oh, it's not like when people were tweeting about it, I was like, this is such like a fear mongering, like shut the fuck up. Like it's like one person in France has like a bed bug bite. Like, oh my God. You know, like almost like when COVID started and everybody was like joking about it and everybody was like, it's not real. But then, and I know this is bad, but I just live in a bubble of people who are my age. So like when I was hearing, I was like, oh, it's probably someone in like the outskirts of Paris, like some random like family, like blah, 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 blah. But then when I actually see like British people who are coming back from holiday being like, oh my God, look at my legs. I'm like, oh my God, it's real.
Yeah, it is. Everything starts out as a joke until it's like peak. And getting rid of them.
Apparently you have to, if you've just come back from Paris, here is your PSA. Put your clothes in a bin bag and put them in the freezer for 4 days. Take them out the freezer and then shake them. And if there's bed bugs on them, they'll all fall off and they'll be dead. So it doesn't matter if they fall off. You have to shake them outside though. Don't shake
them
in your flat.
Who the fuck has a freezer that big?
That's what I said as well. I was like, this is definitely some American, because you know how Americans have those walk-in freezers. I was like, this is definitely some American giving this advice because I have like three trays. I can barely fit in like two Linda McCartney sausages in there. Never mind fucking four bags of my clothes. And my clothes are big as well. I'm XL.
Shit, I'm going to Paris though.
Where? Oh yeah, you are really soon.
Ooh. Oh well.
No, it's not a well. But I don't, it's a car. Oh my God, sorry. I don't know the problem I'd say, but it can't kill you, can it?
It can't kill you, but...
Can it like cause like blood diseases? Because it's like...
I don't know. I mean, anything from
Google,
Paris.
What's the worst...
I mean, they're from Paris. Like, who fucking wants bed bugs from Paris? Like, they're probably the grimiest. It's like... Bed bugs from New York, I'll be so scared for my life.
It looking like, oh my God, okay. Sorry, not to scare you. If you're like, it depends on an individual's reaction, but if you have like mild or severe allergic reactions to things like bee stings, wasp stings, that sort of thing, then it could lead to anaphylactic shock, which is extremely dangerous and life-threatening.
Oh no, I don't have any of that.
I do.
Oh, do you have an EpiPen?
No, I'm not like, well, basically, I got stung once when I was like 9 and it was really bad.
I think people that like, get stung by bees are so interesting. Like, how does that ever come? Like,
oh my God.
I've never been stung
by
a bee or a wasp.
In, you know, those like things that you used to go to in school and it was like those camps for like 3 days. And it was like things like you would like climb on like a log pole and go rafting and stuff like that. And I had a fucking raincoat on and I could feel something up my raincoat, but I didn't know what it was. It turned out it was a wasp and it stung me right there. Ooh. And my entire arm, my forearm blew up like a balloon and my hand. Like it was literally gigantic. And I was like throwing up nonstop for 3 days and they had to send me home from my mum had to drive like 4 hours to come pick me up. Because it was just like, we can't do it.
It's called Kingswood.
I can't remember. No, mine was called PGL.
Oh, okay. Well, the bed bugs are fucked. And also like I saw some weird, you know, people that work in housing and stuff, they were like, yeah, basically you have to like more or less, they spent like 70K heating up this like block of flats to try and get rid of all the bed bugs in there, like to like 80 degrees they tried to heat it up to, and they came back and they were still like going crazy.
Yeah, because apparently the Olympics is in Paris this year or in Nine Love next year, next summer. Oh my God, yeah, because we're already in the end of fucking summer. And apparently they were like, we don't know if we'll be able to fumigate the whole city in 9 months.
Oh my God. That is peeve.
This is kind of giving the start of COVID. Does anyone else think that?
Yeah, it is.
Like, it's like kind of funny, but like people are like saying it's going to be a crisis, but like no one's taking it seriously.
Bed bugs are fucked though. Like, I only...
Could you imagine if the world got taken over by...
Bed bugs. I know, that would be so embarrassing. Oh my God.
Also, unrelated, but I was listening to the song of the car. Do you know what song... You know when you listen to a song that you used to love and haven't listened to it for ages and then it randomly comes on? Like, I was listening to some mix on Spotify and it came on and I was like, wow, Take Care, Drake and Rihanna.
Aw, that's so cute.
I was literally like, oh my God, this song is so good. And then I listened to it for like four times on repeat.
Oh, I saw a TikTok today about Drake, well, talking about Drake. And you know, like the Bobby podcast thing? Do you know why that actually got taken down?
Oh, no. Do we have a conclusion?
Well, yeah. So the guy doing the video, he said that apparently Drake, so when he was showing Bobby the Rack City song, he left it playing for the whole of the podcast, and obviously Rack City is or Tiger is signed by Universal Studios, so basically either people reported the podcast or he reported the podcast, his team reported the podcast, because obviously copyright of the song being played in the podcast, and that's why it got taken down.
But why'd they unfollow each other?
Oh, I don't know that.
Oh.
Yeah, and obviously there was speculation that they banged, but and that's why she was getting a divorce by that.
She is fucking annoying.
Oh, I know.
Like, she's doing that whole, like, strip club thing as well.
Yeah,
like,
it's so... You know, do you remember, like, that girl? Like, at the, I think it was, like, either the beginning of Vine or the beginning of... No, it was the beginning of Vine. And she was, like, one of the, she was, like, the awkward girl. And she would go places and, like, pretend to be awkward. It's just giving, like, 12-year-old, like, I'm trying to be awkward and, like, quirky.
I don't remember that girl.
Oh, yeah.
I have a question as well. Do you know what you're going to be for Halloween?
Yes, I do.
Oh, what? Wait, is it like a really original?
No. I just want to do it with my boyfriend. I think that's
matching.
Yeah.
Not matching, but like couple outfit.
I don't know how the song goes. It goes like this. Sign like this. So tonight won't be the night that I will fall for you.
You two are going as like emos.
What are you going to dress up as, Lewis?
I don't know. I'm going as something simple this year, I've decided, because... For the past, I'm not like someone who's going to be able to pull a serve out the bag, / I'm not someone who's organized.
Yes, you fucking are.
/ I'm not someone who's organized enough to pull a serve out the bag. So for example, like last year I was like, I'm going to do this whole like bunny thing, and I had this huge bunny hat and all this stuff. I looked a fucking mess. I had this white face paint, which the party was so hot and it was all melted off my face. I bought the wrong contact lenses and I couldn't fucking see. My shirt was from ASOS and it looked so cheap. Like, it was literally like, so I'm doing something simple this year. I'm thinking maybe like a cowboy, but like get like, and then I'm literally never going to order this. So I don't even care about saying this, because if someone wants to copy it and actually order all these things in time, go for it. But I want to get like not actual cow skin, like killer cow, but like cow skin, like
chaps.
Yeah, but yeah, like fur, like the furry ones. Ooh, yeah, like all the way to the top with jeans. And then wear like, there's a singer called Orville Peck and he's like a cowboy who doesn't really like show his face, and he has like these huge hats and then there's like black mask and then like a fringe over it. It looks really cool. I want to do something like that, but I'm never going to order all the bits in time, so I definitely won't do it.
Oh, just do it today. I wanted to see you shine.
I would, oh my God, I could maybe see you. I don't know if your boyfriend would do that, but I would love to see you and your boyfriend, him as the Playboy Bunny and you as Hugh Hefner.
He would never do that.
But like him, like topless with a bow tie and bunny ears, and you like in like a really like sexy Hugh Hefner outfit.
Mm. Oh, can you think of something for us?
I could definitely.
Thank you. But nothing like
nothing
degrading
too out
him.
Last year's Love Island winners, Sammy and Jess, have allegedly split up just 3 months after the final. Allegedly anymore. Sorry, this morning it got confirmed that it was official.
Who confirmed it?
Sammy, he posted an Instagram story.
Oh, was that... Oh, okay.
Or was it last night?
I think it was last night.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet that someone tweeted of like a little snippet. I don't know where they took it off, but it was like... Oh my God, I've just met Jess and Ibiza and like they've broken up. Like she thinks that they're going to get back together.
Oh, that is so moist.
What?
Imagine like meeting someone and then like good tweeting that.
But also, why is Jess saying all that?
Babe, I've actually met people that actually say the most sometimes.
Yeah, but if I was going through a very public breakup and I've literally just come off as the winners of Love Island and someone comes up to me and asks for a photo, I'm not going to divulge into my...
Listen,
because
zero.
She said to her... This is why I didn't think it was true, because I was like, why would you say this to someone? Because the tweet read something like, I just met Jess in Ibiza. She said that her and Sammy have broken up, but she thinks that they're going to get back together. And then she told me, she was like, I don't know why I'm telling you all this. Like, don't repeat this. And I read it and I was like, this is someone making some bullshit up for attention. And then literally like 12 hours later, like it was like actually a thing.
Yeah, see, that's why it doesn't surprise me, because people, I feel like people just vent sometimes. Mm. And especially like...
if you're drunk.
Might, yeah, if you, they might not have just met, they might have been like, actually like maybe chilling together a little bit. And yeah. She's like, ask questions. And also like, Jess probably has zero media training really. Yeah. Like, you're going to start spinning your business, because I fucking would.
Or it's, maybe it was like a friend of a friend as well.
Yeah, true.
Like, say, like, if she...
That is so... Oh, shit like that pisses me off,
because
though.
The tweet also said that, like, she's in Ibiza right now and it was her last-minute Ibiza trip. So maybe she was like, I'm sorry, I'm divulging too much. I'm creating too many scenarios. But, like, I'm trying to imagine, like, a situation where she would say this and I'm like, maybe it was like a beach club and it was like, yeah. Oh, my friend's got a table, like, let's go over there, like, and it's like, oh, how are you? And she's like, oh, not great, like, going for a breakup.
Well, that's taught her a lesson to not fucking open her mouth, I guess.
I don't trust anyone that's such a lie. I blab so actually, no, I don't. I'm quite good at not blabbing nowadays. I feel like if
I blab about my own shit, not other people's.
Yeah, and I don't have any shit to blab about. Maybe that's why I've gotten good at not blabbing, because I don't have anything to blab about. Like, I've been in a normal relationship for 2 years with no bumps. Like, I have no personal details to divulge.
That's good.
Do you?
No, I don't have bumps, but we fucking argue.
No, yeah, obviously, but like, I don't have like anything to like gossip about my own life.
But then again, like, I would be like, this is why I need to shut my mouth, because I'm the type of person to be like, oh, like, oh, he's annoying me right now. So, like, if we're like next to each other, do you know what I mean? Even like the other day, I remember we were just like, one of us wanted to go that way, one of us wanted to go that way. And in that very moment, if someone had come up to me and said, oh yeah, like, how's you and your boyfriend? I'd be like, he's fucking pissing me off right now.
No, the worst is when you do it to those people who you don't see very often. So I have a friend who lives in Dubai, and when she came over, it was like, we're in an argument, and I was just like, oh my God, yeah, like, he's really pissed me off or something like that. Mm-mm. And she obviously went back to Dubai. Then 6 months later, it was like, oh, like, how are you and your boyfriend?
Yeah,
and I was like, what? Like, what?
What are you
and she was
about?
Like, I remember last time I saw you, things weren't good. I was like, oh, that was literally nothing.
Yeah,
like,
babe.
She's like, oh, this whole past 6 months, I thought you two were like going to break up. I was like, no, we literally had an argument that morning and like we saw each other after I left you.
Trust me, when you're too deep into a relationship, there's no splitting up. Like,
and when there's no context to it, like, yeah, obviously she's going to take it and run. Mm-hmm. But is anyone shocked by Jess and Sammy?
No, absolutely not. Like, as everyone's been saying, he said that he doesn't like her from like day one,
the
really.
Jump.
But my theory on it all to do with... because obviously he put out a post like yesterday saying, you know, he didn't know that, he was unaware that they'd actually split up. He wanted to wait until they got back, or she got back from holiday. And I feel like he's probably tried to split up with her just from like what I was watching on the show and the way that he was acting. He seemed like the one that had most of the control of the relationship of whether that they were together or not. So my theory is that he's tried to split up with them, but said, split up with her, but said, oh, we will speak about it probably when you get back from holiday. And she's probably been like, well, fuck it, like, either we're together or we're not,
right?
And then she's just rambled with whatever. And there's also been obviously a picture of those two, of Jess being like carried by this other guy who's apparently her cousin or some shit like that, but I hope it's not, because City Girl's up.
I'm like it was never gonna last anyway. Also, Sammy is a 21-year-old boy.
I know.
Like, I don't really care. And this is exactly why I was like, I didn't understand why they won Love Island.
It pisses me off. Yeah, that's what pisses me off the most, because the way people were shipping them was irritating.
And the way that they both pocketed 25k from that.
I know. They played you, yeah, motherfuckers.
Anyone who voted for them, yeah, you are.
Everyone that's been winning, actually, I don't know about the winter season, but I feel like everyone that wins is just always
doomed.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I think you're right. I know Cara and Nathan are still together from like back in the day, but they did break up and got back together and
fair
then
enough.
Had kids.
It's hard life, you know.
What do you think about this proposal? So Cara and Nathan proposed to Cara, because obviously the Love Island season 1 and 2 villa is different villa to the other villa. So it was like, it's just like a normal rental villa now. And he rented it out for the weekend and proposed to her, because obviously that's where they met, in the Love Island villa.
I guess if that's your whole life and like that's what's like made you rich, then fucking do it.
Yeah, I guess I'm looking at it through the lens of like, you proposed to someone in the Love Island villa.
But then, like, it's like very like.
But you met
yeah,
and you haven't been back since, and like.
I just think like, for me, it just wouldn't be classy, if that makes sense. Because like, for example. Like, yeah, that's where we made our, like, that's where it started when we were young. But now, like, we're big grown people, like, you know, take me to a vineyard.
Do you care about a proposal? Like, where a proposal is?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Yes, it cannot be in public.
Yeah, to an extent. But I'm like, I don't care about, I would be really pissed off if I got proposed and the person had spent a bunch of money on the proposal.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, I would rather spend that on the wedding.
Do you know, one of the best proposal videos I saw was this couple. I think they just bought their house and it was empty. And then they just like proposed right there. It was just like the camera and those two. And that was cute. And also, I saw another one the other day. I want it to just be us on our own, no showy shit.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Like,
but I don't want it to be like a random fucking Wednesday afternoon while we're watching The Chase.
Yeah, not like that. It has to be something like whole, like meaningful.
I think I would like it on holiday. Like, say we went like on to a nice holiday destination, and it was the first night of holiday, and we were at like a really nice bougie dinner, but like almost like, you know, those dinners on holidays where it's like kind of like on the beach and the tables are quite separate from each other.
You want it there.
Not like, wait, this sounds so tacky, but like in my head, I'm thinking like St. Lucia, like.
What, with people around?
No, but like the restaurants are sort of like, the tables are so spaced out that it's like not really giving like.
Babe, no matter how fucking far the table is.
I don't want like him to fucking get down on one knee and creams, like midway for a fucking waffle. I'm not saying that. I'm thinking like, it's like a bougie restaurant. So there might only be like five tables anyway. Mm. And it's like, we're the last ones maybe.
Fair.
Like, I don't want it to be something like, not that it's gonna be forgettable, but like, I don't want it to be like throwaway.
I know what you mean.
Like back in the hotel room, like, and it's just like, oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like I would love it if like we just like completed something. I think like Molly May's sister, do you remember when she got engaged? I don't know, because Molly May posted it 100 times, but she probably just posted it once. It's just in my head. I don't know why. Not me blaming her, but they went on like a hike or something, and then he proposed that at the top. I think that's cute. Like after, because you probably feel so like a rush of like adrenaline and real happy, you know, and you've just completed something and you're at the
top
of
something.
Not
for me, but I can get, if that's your jig, that would be nice.
Yeah, if the walking stuff is your thing, yeah, it's definitely not mine, because me and him would have been beefing all the way up that fucking mountain.
Also, speaking about weddings, Married at First Sight is back.
Mm-hmm, it is indeed. And also, Love is Blind is back.
I don't watch Love is Blind. It's the most idiotic show to fucking be in existence.
What you the sound fuck? Like someone's mum.
Oh my God. It's the stupidest concept that I've ever heard of. And this is coming from a Married at First Sight fan, that I'm saying Love is Blind is dumb. It's ridiculous. Of course, love isn't fucking blind. You can't marry someone you have no sexual attraction to.
Yeah, but that's why it's a good show, isn't it?
But that's what I mean. Like, it's such a dumb concept.
I know, but it's Americans, which makes it funnier.
I much prefer on Netflix The Ultimatum. That's when, like, the couples go and they don't know whether they want to, like, get in. Also, but I'm like, if you are going on... If it got to the point where someone didn't want to marry me so badly, I had to take them to a Netflix show... I don't want to marry you. Like, do you know what I mean? Because you know the premise of Ultimatum? That like they go on the show. These couples are like couples who have been together like 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah.
And one part of the couple really wants to get married, and the other part doesn't want to yet. Mm-hmm. So it's like, this is an ultimatum. Okay. Like, we go on this experience, and at the end we either break up or get married. Mm-hmm. And they like have to live with other people and like do all that stuff. I'm like, if I like was begging to get married this bad, my partner was like, no, like, I don't want to. Like, let's go on this Netflix
what
show.
The fuck?
I would be like, fuck no.
Yeah, you cannot be that fame hungry unless they're all just like a bunch of Christians that like really, really, really want to get married.
But that's what I think about Married at First Sight as well. Like, you people surely are just fame hungry.
There's a 24-year-old. No, Love is Blind, sorry. There's a 24-year-old.
There's a 25-year-old on Married at First Sight. You did not even try. Especially in the UK.
Babe, you did
like,
not try.
I get Americans get married
your
at like 18.
Get fucking Hinge. ASAP.
And she's from London as well. Like, you actually
oh, hell
did not
no.
Give it
no, 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 no. 12 million people in London and you're already on fucking Married at First Sight. Who is that?
Tasha and Paul.
Oh.
They're really cute, actually.
What does she look like?
In the, like, she's now got, like, braids.
She's 24.
25, I think.
25. Wait, oh no, I'm thinking of someone else. I'm thinking of the one from Nottingham that's got dark hair, and she's with the black guy. She's not from London.
Oh, she's not from London.
Oh no, I think she's from like
she has a London
Leeds.
Accent though.
No, she talks like that.
Oh, she does. You're so right. Yeah. Do you know who I kind of love? Portia.
Which one's Portia?
Portia's the one who
Oh, the black girl. Yeah. Oh my god. Thing. Oh, I didn't see that. Oh. I'm only on like the second episode still because I went away. But she seems like a fucking nightmare. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm at the first dinner table.
Oh right, yeah, like the second episode once it actually gets started.
Oh, I don't know, actually. I might just be making up whatever.
No. I mean, like, you've watched all the weddings and honeymoons, but it's, like, the second episode after that.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's looking good. However, I will say, I think it became too big of a thing in the UK, whereas now it's, like, obvious that people just know that they can get, like, a following of it. And then there's the whole mess with Nathaniel and Ella.
Who's Nathaniel again?
Nathaniel's the mixed race guy. Ella's the gorgeous trans girl.
Is, I thought she left though.
No, so basically he leaves at some. He basically spoiled it and came out and was like, "I leave the show at some point, by the way, so don't get invested."
He's been on like five TV shows.
Yeah. However, when I saw all this before I started watching, because I was like a week or two late to starting watching Maths, I watched all this drama unfold and I was just like, oh, shut up. But the more he's come out and spoken about the show, it sounds really bad.
What the show does.
So he basically. So he's pansexual.
Is this a spoiler, by the way?
No, not necessarily. This is just what he said on social media about like the process of getting on the show.
Oh, okay.
So he's pansexual and he is like very heavy on him being like, physical appearance is not what I am like invested in a couple. Like I'm very much, I need to get to know them and be on a personal level with them, all that kind of stuff. And he was like, my two non like negotiables is I don't want someone who smoked and I don't want a sex worker. First of all, get fucking over yourself. saying that you don't want to date a sex worker. Okay, I get everyone has their own personal preference, but whatever. Anyway, he said those two things. They paired him with Ella, who smokes and was an ex-stripper. So right off the bat, they're already ignoring what his preferences are, which is the whole premise of the show. Then he goes on and like he's like basically explaining that like he's like needs to get to know Ella more and like all this stuff, and like the experts are giving him like grief, being like, well, you need to tell her how much she's beautiful and all this stuff. Obviously she's a gorgeous girl, but he's like, I get that she's pretty, but I don't, like, that's not what I'm attracted to. I need to, like, get to know someone.
Producers will get in, because I remember when I was on my TV show, the producers, honestly. If you didn't know already, the producers will get in your head, and they're so lovely, like, they're your friends, and they're all of this and that, but, like, I didn't know that they were trying to, like, that was going to be my role in the show. Yeah. They've already set you up for how they want you to be perceived in the show, because they're the ones that are going to go about cutting it and telling the editors to do this and this. So they already know how your story is going to go. So they'll start feeding things into your head. And like, it's like, I feel so sorry for people that, not always, but a lot of the people that get like kind of done dirty on shows, because the way that produce, like someday that someone's going to get sued, like 100%.
But then I guess you sign up to all this stuff when you go on.
Like, you do and you don't, because, like, I guess there's something in, like, the fine writing.
That's what I was about to say. Did you read the whole contract? Because there'll be so many clauses in them being, like, we have the right to, like, portray you in any light that we like and all that kind of stuff. Like,
you just have to really, like, he's good that he put his foot down from the get-go and said, nah, I'm not doing that, because he knew that he was going to, like, be made out to look like
the
person.
Well, then the final straw, which is why he left, was that he started to have, like, a thing with another one of the wives.
No.
The wives? The bride, sorry.
I thought he said that he wanted to be with a man.
No, so he said he was pansexual, but, like, he usually gravitates towards, if it's like a woman, like a woman with like quite like a masculine energy.
No, because did you not see like in the video he was like, oh, I said ultimately I want to get married to a man.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he said I want to get married to a man, like I don't want it to be a woman.
But yeah, well then he said that he was having a connection with one of the brides, and then the producers told the brides like the storyline wouldn't work because he's gay.
Oh,
and
at
that, apparently
God.
At that point he was like, right, I'm done with the show.
Fuck.
I know.
That's bad. Naughty, naughty Channel 4.
Anyway, it's time for a quick break, but don't go anywhere because we'll be right back after this to get into all the juicy Kardashian gossip.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You should get the orange soda. It's amazing.
Keeping up with the Kardashians.
They're back on our podcast, guys. And this time, there's some real tea and drama in the Keeping Up with the Kardashians world. So, Kim is actually a bitch.
Disagree.
Really? Okay, right, let's get into it. So, yeah. Kim and Courtney have been in a row for months and their fight has now spilled over into the series 4 of the Kardashians. So, last season, things went south between Kim and Courtney after Kim teamed up with Dolce & Gabbana to serve as the creative director for one of their fashion shows. Just a couple of months after Courtney collaborated with the designers for all her wedding looks. By the end of the season, it seemed like they patched things up, but once both sisters watched the show during the editing of the season, those wounds reopened, and this left us with the most dramatic phone call of all time. And like, you know what? Like, I'm always on Kim's side because I always think like Courtney's just like a moany woman. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But in this instance, I think like the whole thing of Kim basically saying to Courtney, like, you know, well, first of all, I'm like, let me just preface this with, I think everything's fake with the Keeping Up the Kardashians, sorry. But if it was real, and like, I force myself to believe that it's real just because everyone else does for some reason. And like, people with sense as well. So I'm like, oh, maybe it is real, or maybe I'm just a crazy person. But yes, I think like her trying to like turn people against her and say like everyone else thinks you're crazy is like really mean. And that's like, not how a sister should act.
But that's the point. They're sisters.
They're grown.
Fucked shit to my brothers. Like some shit that if I said it to a friend, I wouldn't be friends with them anymore.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. And
see, I wouldn't know because I'm an only child.
Yeah, and I was having this conversation with someone the other day, and because she was like, "Oh, like it's so bad," and I was like, "They're sisters. Like sisters have that sort of like I get how it might be a bit hurtful, but sisters have like." Like your sister, like your boundaries are a lot different than if you were a friend.
No, I get
and your
that.
Loyalties and where you're like sort of not respect, where your like morals lie. No, I think a moral compass with siblings is very different to a moral compass with a friend.
I don't know. Doing all of that on a TV show for like his peak though.
Well, yeah, but that's also they signed up. Like that's literally the reason why they are who they are.
So.
And also back in the day, Courtney was a little bitch to Kim.
Yeah, she was.
So it's just like. And now it's just like Kim's giving it back. I would not be. Maybe it's because. But also, I was about to say maybe it's because they're closer than me and my siblings. But Courtney and Kim aren't close and never have been. So if my brother, if I found out that my brother made like a group chat being like, except because it wasn't the main like beef was like Kim made a group chat with like their friends and family and it's like without Courtney or something like that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, you little bitch, like. And move on with my life.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. To be fair,
if I found out all my friends did that,
yeah,
oh my
different.
God, there'd be murder.
Yeah,
there'd be blood.
But I feel like they like there's so much like that's how their relationships cross over though. Like there is like it's so much like your brothers are your brothers and like you say hi, you say bye, but because there's so much business intertwined with them, it feels like to me things are a lot. Like it crosses over into different paths, you know. And there's also been. This speculation about, obviously, speculation, truth. Travis, like, flying Kim out back in the day when Kim was, like, Paris Hilton's, like, closet girl or some shit like that. And, like, having a real crush on Kim. Writing about it in the book. Well, actually, some woman, I don't know who it is to Travis, but she wrote about it in her book saying, like, yeah, Travis, I don't know, like, had a crush or I don't know exactly what it was, but...
It was, like, a memoir. He wrote, like, a memoir or something like that.
Yeah.
Which... I don't know. I mean, that whole family is like incestuous and weird. And
oh yeah, everything always crosses over.
Like,
so.
I don't. I maybe get how Courtney might be a bit up in her feels about it, but.
And also at the same time, I feel as a 24, nearly 25, my birthday is next week, by the way, guys. Nearly 25-year-old, it's kind of hard to judge if you would give a fuck about 20 years ago, because 20 years ago, yeah. I was 4 years old.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So like, I can only say, yeah, like we can't, because 20 years, I guess like Kim must have been, no, okay, maybe it wasn't 20, no. Yeah, it would have been 20. Fuck me, that's how long
like
ago it was.
15 to 20.
Yeah, 15 to 20 years ago, like, we wouldn't know how much we give a fuck about something. So obviously, if Travis Barker's, like, moving to Kim back then, like, it actually might not mean anything at all. And also, if I think about me, like, 10 years ago, someone moving to me in school, do I give a fuck? Yeah. Nah, not really. If my sister's like, oh, I'm not... But if my best friend was with them now... probably wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah, but then there was the whole thing of everyone was saying like, oh, Travis is just now with Courtney to get closer to Kim.
No. Do you think?
I don't necessarily think. I don't know. Thing about me is I'm much more in tune with the Jenna lore and the Jenna sort of relationships and all that kind of thing than the Kardashians.
Right, yeah, get you.
Like, I'm quite up to date with Kendall and Kylie and all that kind of stuff. Mm. But... especially Courtney and Chloe, that all goes over my head. Mm. All I know is that Chloe's with a cheater and Courtney's with a drummer and used to be with Scott Disick. That is all I know.
Yeah.
I could name Courtney's kids. And actually, I can name Chloe's kids. Well, I can name True. But like, I couldn't name you like what their relationship dynamics like. I don't know shit about Courtney and Travis as a couple, like all that kind of stuff. Kim, I know a little bit more just because she's the main bitch. Like, I'm gonna know about her. But I can't get invested into them. They're just Courtney and Khloe.
I thought
to
you
me,
were like a, but you watch the Kardashians though.
Not really.
Oh, you don't?
No.
I thought you did.
No.
Oh, fair. Neither do I.
I like and appreciate their drive to be famous. I think it's literally insane, like clinically insane. But in terms of like them as actual people, I'm not invested in them. I don't follow any of them on Instagram. I don't like check up on any of them unless it's... or every information I get fed about the Kardashians is against my own will. I don't purposely go out there and like seek the info. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. This is so off topic, right? But like, honestly, like in the world of like social media and stuff, all you need to do is just know how to fucking market and edit videos and shit like that and know your clientele. Because today I literally clicked on... someone's story because they're wearing like this pug fucking t-shirt and like it's like the fucking most basic ass pug, like bare people have pugs, cool, but this like the work that this pug has like probably 3.6 million followers on Instagram now, and the work this person has put in to this pug and like the Instagram and stuff like that, it's like a work of art and just like straight up just like proper marketing, and that's how they're like millionaires. Of like anyone could have a can have a pug. Yeah. It's not it doesn't do anything interesting. It can't talk or anything. You know.
Oh, is it Doug the pug?
Yeah, it's Doug the pug.
I used to be obsessed with Doug the pug. I had a Doug the pug calendar.
What? See, like what the hell?
Someone got it for me for Christmas. Like,
but why? Like, who? What is?
I was obsessed with pugs as a whole, and then I just got obsessed with Doug the pug. And I used to when I was like 15, I was like, oh, the one account I'll never unfollow on Instagram is Doug the Pug.
Really? See, it's just like building, knowing how to build hype around a certain thing.
Yeah. I don't like, dog accounts are weird to me. Unless it's like specific, like I don't know the owner behind Doug the Pug, so I don't mind that. But like, also people will create a dog Instagram account and then not post on it after they've like not been a puppy after 3 months. Like, what is the point? Like, you know that's going to happen. You are not going to regularly update this account. Like, what is the point? It's weird.
Do you know... Actually, no, I'm going to sound like a fucking freak.
What were you going to say?
I was like... if I want to see what someone's house is like, I just go on their pet's Instagram.
Did they post a lot? Like, the house...
No, because you'll see, like... I would like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I love knowing what people's houses... Like, not in, like, a creepy,
just
like...
just out of nosiness.
Just, like, out of interest. And like that's how you see the inside of someone's house because they're not gonna like. I barely have any pictures of me in because all the lighting in my house is real shit. So I have a couple, so you might see what my room is like, or you might see it for my TikToks. But I guess if you're taking a picture of like a cat or a dog, like you're gonna see like the rest of the room, you know.
I don't know. If you have an Instagram for your dog is one thing. If you have an Instagram for your fucking cat.
Oh, here we go. Cat Sandra.
But what does a cat do that deserves an Instagram?
I don't know. If you
apart from Grumpy Cat. I love Grumpy Cat.
Right, there you go. See, if you just know how to market
such a sucker
your cat.
For capitalism.
That's what I'm saying. If you know how the fuck to market your cat and make a couple buck, then...
The Car Jenners were also at Paris Fashion Week this week. Let's start with Miss Kylie Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
She was at Acne first. She's an Acne girl. I don't know, the budget for that Acne must have for her must be big.
Yeah, I didn't know Acne made that much money.
Right? But then I guess...
It fits her though.
Yeah, it fits her style. And she was late to Acne. And then she went to Schiaparelli show and her body for that show. If you haven't seen it, she was wearing I don't know what color it was because I'm colorblind, gold, rose.
Yeah, it was
bronze,
pearly.
Silver, whatever. It was a sparkly dress, basically floor length dress. And she had the tiniest waist and big hips. And everybody was being she must have had a rib removed. She must have been it was very Kim Kardashian at the Met Gala when she did the Marilyn Monroe dress and she was on a strict diet and she was skimped into this thing. But the difference was we saw Kylie 3 days before and she wasn't like that. And then it turns out that the dress actually had padding and
did you see that TikTok of her walking through and she pushes Ariel's head?
No.
You can kind of see the padding there because she's strutting. If you walk in a certain way, you wouldn't be able to see the padding move so much, but you could kind of see a little dent. But I thought that would just be common sense.
Well, there was so much discourse on Twitter about, there was this really viral tweet. Someone was Kylie Jenner will forever be my body goals. And it's the picture of her in this dress. And then someone quote tweeted it. And the quote tweet was the viral tweet. And that tweet read, Kylie Jenner will always be, Kylie Jenner, deserves to pay for her crimes to, body dysmorphia in young girls and, da-da-da-da-da and da-da-da-da-da. And I was just kind of first of all, Kylie is literally a victim of that herself. Mm. That is why she was literally getting lip fillers at the age of 15, because she also grew up in the exact same society. Yeah. But I was also second of all, it's not her responsibility.
No.
I understand if she was explaining how she got this body and she was you guys know, I look really good. So eat this, do this, get this surgery. I'd be okay, you are actually fucked in the head and deserve to get your Instagram account deleted. She is wearing a dress with padding in. She can't be responsible for girls to look at that and go, well, I'm now going to go and get a BBL or something like that.
People are just dumb as fuck, though. And people put, not everyone, your insecurities are not everyone else's responsibility.
Yeah.
You know?
I do think if you are on social media, there is a certain amount of, self-respect's the wrong, responsibility, to not force feed specific types of information. For example, if you're talking about your body, I don't think that you should really necessarily be explaining the food you ate or the exercises you do to get that body unless it's in that space and there's been a clear sort of warning. I feel there's a responsibility in that side of terms. But in terms of I know people who are do a normal TikTok and all the comments will be your body checking. You're literally showing off your body. It's okay, so now say if it's you can't just do a normal TikTok.
It's so interesting though, because it's such a certain type of person, because my side, I sometimes, because I remember Alex Earl, she posted a video. She never really shows her body too much, but I think she posted a video of and you could kind of see her ribs or some shit like that. And people were like, this is really insensitive. You shouldn't to do that. And she's like, bro, this is, she says it in her nice PR way, but she's like, this is my body. What the fuck? I feel it's definitely certain type of people, because the Instagram and stuff that I'm on is just, or the social media that I'm on is there's this girl, she's lost a bunch of weight. She's showing people how she's done that. If you don't want to lose weight, that's absolutely fine. There's going to be people and there's going to be a market out there that's going to be, body positivity for whatever body shape you are. I find it even myself hard to relate to a lot of people that have a similar body shape to me. And sometimes, you do feel a bit oh fuck, but then when you see that person that is the same body shape as you, you get a certain sense of happiness or whatever it is, but you can't relate to every fucking person in the world. That's not how life works. And I think it is people's responsibility to know that. You can't, but then again, there should be more control of fucking kids on social media, because I can only imagine that it's like kids or really...
What do you think about the law in France where it's like if you like use FaceApp or have a filter, you have to disclaim it? So for example, the law in France, or if you read a French magazine, like say like Vogue France, on like all the adverts and the editorials, it will be written like at the bottom of every picture, like edited with Photoshop or like edited with whatever they use. And like if an Instagram, like a lot of Instagram influencers have been like fined by the government, the ASA, I don't know who specifically, but a lot of Instagram influencers have been fined because they've been using filters on Instagram without writing like filter, or like they've been posting pictures without being like edited on FaceApp. Like it's a law in France now that you have to do that.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing. I can't make up my mind.
I don't think it's like there's no bad that can come from it.
There's no bad, but then I'm like, are people really like?
And that's what I'm kind of like. But then I'm like, oh, am I just being really, really naive because I'm live so chronically online that I'm so in tune with people using filters?
Right. That's the thing. Like, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Like literally, I can look at a picture and I instantly know.
But that's am I just being really like naive because I. Like, just know too much. And like, whereas like, I don't know if like, but then I'm like, the people who look up to those type of people who like, for example, people who look at Kylie Jenner and go, oh my God, that is body girls. Like, I want to be that body. Like, if you're looking at that and thinking that, then you're also like in tune to like how much surgery she's had, edited she's done, how much money she has to be able to achieve those goals. Like, you know who Kylie Jenner is if you're looking at Kylie Jenner to be body goals. So then I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's, yeah. Do you Facetune ever?
No, I don't. I used to a lot. No, I didn't used to a lot. I used to a lot when I wore makeup because like I would like detail. Enhance, like, yeah. But the most I'll ever do is like maybe like if I'm like sat like tucking a bit of my stomach because it's like fallen in a way like in the picture pissing me off. But like I like really like not really. Well, to be fair, I also just don't post on Instagram enough to do it.
Yeah.
Like if I was posting like if I was an Instagram girl and I was like I need to get a picture out every week, I can understand. Sounds, I don't look good every week.
Yeah,
like,
trust me.
I would understand. I don't have someone constantly being like.
To fucking take a picture of me.
Yeah, that's
week.
What I mean. When I take, the only time I'm getting a picture is when I know I look good.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh my God, I look like I love my outfit. I love the way I look. Can you take a picture for me? I don't have people. I'm not like, oh my God, I have to post on Instagram this week. Like, what am I gonna wear? Like, how I look so ugly. So I wouldn't need to Facetune. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, no, I feel you.
Anyway, also at Paris Fashion Week was Kim Kardashian. She was late for the Victoria Beckham show. Anna Wintour was not impressed.
Mm-mm.
She snubbed her from her hello. And she's also, Kim this week, been really going through, or this month maybe, the Chanel archives. And she stepped out in this little Chanel... was it blue jacket? I can't even remember.
I think it was pink.
Pink. And everybody was cussing her because she was wearing leggings with it. Everybody was like, how the fuck do you have access to these amazing archival pieces and you manage to make it look like a Fashion Nova ass outfit?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's the power of Kim Kardashian, baby.
That's so fucking true though. I'm like, damn,
that's how you know her fucking personal style. She took that Chanel jacket and made it a Kim K outfit. Like, oh.
Is that a Kim K outfit though?
Like, those leggings are so Kim. Like, I just look at, like, I love that, like, she didn't, because like, that's not her style. Like, all that old money, like, those archive pieces are usually worn with like a matching like mid-length skirt. Mid-length, is that what, is that mid-length?
Yeah.
Or like something like very formal. Like that's not Kim. Like I love that Kim got those pieces and still fucking wore it herself because she knew that people would be.
Because she can.
Yeah. Also loads of people.
It was fucking ugly though, I'll be real.
Loads of people were saying that she can't dress now Kanye's left her. I think people were forgetting she was literally Paris Hilton's like wardrobe. Like Kim, she obviously doesn't have as much of an eye for fashion as Kanye. But first of all, she's always been that girl. Like she worked for Paris in terms of Paris's clothes. Second of all, you don't think after 10 years with Kanye, she would have picked up some of his
tricks. Yeah, exactly. Like, she obviously is reverting back to her own. And I feel like she goes through phases anyways.
Yeah,
as everyone does.
Yeah.
And like, listen, if you've got that much access to like that much shit, sorry, your outfits are going to be buzz like a lot of the time. Do you know what I mean? She probably just excited, bitch. Like mine would be fucking awful or like really like, I don't know. I just feel like she, but at the same time, I don't feel like she has, you know, there's certain people, right? like make an outfit and like the creativity that goes into it.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's just like, whoa, like how did you think about that? But not in like a overdone way. Like I know influencers that just try too hard. Like it's just like, yeah, just fucking relax. Like that doesn't need to be. Anyways, but there's just certain people and it's like so simple and it's just so effective.
It's like your mind actually can't imagine like an outfit like that.
Like there's this girl and she wore this like, it might seem ugly to people, but she just has like real nice like pieces and she wore like it was like a one shoulder like mini dress but then it was over like jorts but it looked really cool with like just little heels and just like and it's just like it just looks so nice and cool and just the jewelry and everything just like adds to it and it's like you're not doing too much but at the same time it's like yeah that's fire.
It is literally down all to accessories.
Yeah, it is definitely down to accessories. I know a bitch can't dress when they can't they don't like the accessories aren't there
because I can dress well but I don't think I dress out of this world. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know that I'm always putting together a nice put
together
outfit.
Yeah, you always put together a good
outfit. But I'm not, like, pushing boundaries and doing something. And I like, but then also, like, I don't have the effort to. Like, I don't, like, I don't actually understand. Also, I have to applaud those people who, like, step out the house, like, looking like that. Like, I would just be like, I feel like I'd feel self-conscious.
Yeah, because people are just looking at me and I'm just like, why am I bringing
already
this
the things that I wear, like, I'm literally wearing nothing crazy today. I'm wearing shorts with UGG boots and that was getting looks.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even imagine, like, those boys who were, like, skirt, I mean, not like that's that anything that crazy, but like you know when you've got so many bits going on, like do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's every day.
Anyway, thank you so much for joining us on this week's episode of Pop Off. If people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on TikTok at Isla and YouTube and Instagram at Isla Lobar.
And you can find me on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok at Look and Follow Us. You can also follow the Pop Off account on Instagram and TikTok at Pop Off Podcast. Let us know your thoughts on today's episode. Do you think Kim can dress without Kanye? And who do you think the next Love Island couple to break up will be? Make sure you subscribe and rate the show 5 stars. The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo, and we will see you next week for a brand new episode. Bye.
Bye.
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.